Good morning. You're listening to the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Five stories, fast, so you're caught up before you park the car.
We've got a franchise merger that just created a giant, a huge M&A deal finally closing, and a healthcare brand doing something franchising almost never sees.
Okay, let's move.
First up, Skiptown. Its first ever franchisees just signed a lease in Charlotte's Pineville area, opening early 2027.
And that matters because deals stall between signing paper and signing a lease. This one didn't.
Exactly. Real proof point for a brand that's only had three corporate stores until now.
So what? Converting your own members into owners lowers risk. Worth watching for anyone recruiting franchisees from a loyal customer base.
Next, a Hugaway Healthcare. Houston-based home health and hospice provider, 18 years old, is franchising for the first time.
Clinically intensive care franchising. That's rare. We're talking skilled nursing, wound care, hospice, not just companionship visits.
Which raises the bar for owners. They'll manage licensed staff and payer billing, not just scheduling.
So what? Watch whether the FDD narrows that scope or keeps the full clinical picture. That decision shapes who can actually buy in.
Story 3. Big one. Real Brokerage is closing its $880 million acquisition of RE/MAX on August 24th.
Court approval's done. Deal's funded through Apollo and Morgan Stanley. RE/MAX keeps its brand. For now.
CEO Eric Carlson steps down. Real's Jenna Rosenblatt takes over as president of the combined company.
So what? Even a legacy brand with declining revenue can still command a premium if the network's big enough. Broker owners have a timeline now, but there are still open lawsuits.
Segment 4, and honestly, my favorite this week. Take 5's first and third ever franchisees just merged into one company.
Founders Automotive Services Team. 52 locations across 5 states. Instantly, the biggest Take 5 operator by revenue.
Run by Brandon LaHoda, who used to oversee all of Take 5's company-owned growth. He's done this scale before.
So what? Consolidation is becoming its own growth strategy inside mature systems, not just an exit plan. Adjacent operators, take note.
Last one. ProHome bought back its own Metro DC franchise after 24 years, converting it to corporate.
Founder Mike Walsh is exiting after 2 decades. PE-backed ProHome wants consistent pricing and tech across the Eastern Seaboard.
So what? Expect more buybacks like this as PE-backed franchisors clean up their strongest territories before a future sale.
Quiet deal, but a real pattern.
That's the brief. Standout story today? Take 5's franchisee merger, showing what consolidation can look like inside one brand.
Read the full stories at RevScale Media and get tomorrow's brief straight to your inbox with the newsletter.
Thanks for riding along. We'll be back tomorrow.
Have a great rest of your day.